Check in with Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. What's going on, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Good article in the paper this morning about Sonny Gray and Bryce Brents, the two area players on the USA national team. And it's pretty cool when you read about the tour that this group is embarking upon. And they got it off to a good start with a 15-1 win over Guatemala over in Durham, North Carolina yesterday.
Yeah, they're playing very well. They really haven't been challenged yet. They played Canada over the past
that's
weekend.
Right. They played one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and sort of rolled through those games without much difficulty, and now they do the same thing with Guatemala. But you're right. This is quite a tour they'll go on. After this, they'll head up to the Northeast and play some and get ready for the big world championships that they'll play. And Sonny is – it's been interesting. He's been used only in relief so far. I wonder at what point or if there comes a point where they will use him as a starting pitcher or if they are simply going to use him entirely out of the bullpen. I have a feeling he might be one of those guys that's just going to be sort of a closer and a save guy for them if that situation presents itself because of that 98-mile-an-hour fastball. But 2 2/3 total innings, I think he's given up one hit, has struck out five, so he's been pretty dominating so far.
Joe, interesting stats about Jeremy Sowers, who had a good start yesterday till he hit the sixth inning.
Yep.
He had only allowed one run, then he gave up four against the White Sox,
yep.
And that is every time he goes through the batting order, the other team is progressively more successful against him. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can make that adjustment to sort of turn those stats the other way.
It's interesting how guys approach that, and you're right. If you go back and look at his starts, he usually he may give up a run early, but then he usually settles down until the fifth or sixth inning, and that's when the trouble comes. I remember talking to David Price about his approach to that, and I remember David's approach in college, at least, was he would really, the first time through the lineup, he didn't really want to show you anything. He would show you fastball primarily and just work on locations with his fastball. And then the second time through the lineup, he wanted to start working in changeups and breaking balls and sliders as well as his fastball to try to make it hard for the hitters to keep up with him. And he obviously had a lot of success doing that. I saw Jeremy's number. When I first saw the numbers last night, I said, wow, 11 hits. But then I saw he didn't give up the runs, really, until that sixth inning.
Third time around, I think teams are hitting .324 against him.
Yeah.
First time around, it's under .150.
It'll be interesting to see what the approach is to that. Is that developing another pitch? Is it changing your approach, you know, the way you go through the lineup the first time? I don't know, but I was disappointed to see it. He'd had such a great outing the last time out, and this time obviously got knocked around a little bit.
Interesting item on Casey Weathers. I was asking Willie about him, in fact, when we went to Atlanta, because I thought of all the guys in that one wave that got drafted, I thought he had the best chance to fast-track it to the big leagues. But, you know, he's coming back from Tommy John surgery.
I think you're right in that he probably did have the fast track, and then he had that surgery, and that's put him behind a year or so, really, in progress. So it'll be curious to see his bounce back, too, when he comes back from that. Hopefully he'll be successful because he was one of those guys we saw develop sort of in that one big year. He just sort of developed that dominating closer's mentality and just came in and was almost unhittable. So I hope he's recovered 100% and can pitch the way he did before.
Joe, in our final 30 seconds here, I'm seeing a lot of different places in town talk about season tickets for Vanderbilt football. Can you give us some sort of sense on how that's going?
Well, it's going pretty well, actually. I'd say we're, in the grand scheme of things, maybe just a touch behind where they were last year, but I think if you talk to people around the country, pretty much everybody's kind of in that same boat. So the tickets are on sale through the ticket office or vucommodores.com. I think a pretty good approach so far, though. I think nobody's really disappointed with the way they've gone. And things start to pick up now as we get to July. More talk about football, that, you know, it's right around the corner. So I think sales pick up for everybody, certainly will for us. But certainly encourage you to get out there and get them. It's going to be another exciting season.
Hey, Joe, have a good weekend.
See you guys. Have a good Fourth.
All right, you too.